The following show is for adults only.
Oh, hey, it's me, Skeletor. What's up? Beastman! Merry Christmas! What is this voice? Boy, oh boy. Getting worse by the moment over here, folks. Anyway, we got two of these left, baby! And then no more! That's it. Beastman and me, we just float on to the old great horizon. This episode's a Christmas episode where I have a sweet change of heart, and Hordak's there, and She-Ra's there, and it's a cavalcade of characters you've never seen. Enjoy! Goodbye!
Welcome to Matters of the Universe, where two guys named Matt talk about He-Man and Masters of the Universe. We've been off for quite a while, but I'm Matt Nossen. With me is my good friend Matt Rose. How you doing, Matty?
I am better than I was last week, that's
Holy
for damn sure.
Crap. We missed 2 weeks.
Yeah, that really just...
I'm still coughing.
Oh. Yeah. I tried to explain to someone the other day that with my asthma being as bad as it is, a cold that would take most people out 3 or 4 days can take me out for up to 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
And this was no exception. The fact that I feel as well as I do is, I don't know, weird. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's
Matt.
A Christmas miracle. Speaking of Christmas miracles, great segue.
No, that was I set you up.
We watched He-Man and She-Ra's Christmas Spectacular because Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas Day.
Our Christmas present to you is that you did not have to watch this.
Whoa. I fell asleep nearly immediately.
You fell asleep probably halfway in. And then it was like, well, I guess it's up to you, Matt. And then I checked my phone for the next 5 minutes.
I was like, oh, I don't know if I can.
Well, what you did is you started talking about how like, oh, man, I'd rather do anything than watch this. I'd rather take a nap, to be honest. And then I would say within 30 seconds,
immediately fell asleep.
Yeah. Oh man. And like at first I thought it was a joke and I looked at your face and it was like, nope, that's Matt's sleeping face right there.
So first and foremost, if you want to see the Christmas special, there's only one place we were able to find it, and that was YouTube. And let me just tell you, if you aren't subscribed to YouTube Red, that 40-minute episode is cut into 20 commercials.
Oh yeah, every 2 minutes or so
there was a commercial.
It was a new commercial for Google Home,
and I was like, "Nope." So I subscribed to Google Red about 10 minutes into it.
How much is YouTube Red?
It's $9.99 a month, but there's a 3-month trial.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see how it goes, but
yep.
Don't exactly want another.
Yeah,
$9.99 a month.
Neither do I. That's why I was curious.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right, Matt?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Cuts in, Palace Eternia, the queen's talking about Christmas, the king's like, huh? What? Christmas? What's
it
that?
It is basically a huge toy commercial because every character you've ever seen in your life is there. Fisto's there. Moss Man's there.
What was that guy's
Cyclone's
name?
Cyclone's there.
Cyclone. And then just like, I think that this was kind of when He-Man was lower and She-Ra was ascendant. And so it was like, we're just going to throw in 35 She-Ra characters in the first 2 seconds.
And like, it was exactly that Mortal Kombat thing where it's like, oh, we have to say everybody's name.
Johnny Cage.
Hey, Liu Kang.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Raiden.
Hey, Lord Raiden, Lord of Thunder and Lightning. It was like, hey, Bloober Shine.
God, what the fuck was her name?
I can't remember.
We're taking too long. Okay. So it gets, and people are like, oh, well, we're decorating for someone's birthday. I don't know, fucking birthday. What doesn't matter?
And Majora's like, oh, this reminds me of Earth Christmas. Where's He-Man, where's Prince Adam and Man-at-Arms?
So Prince Adam and
Man-at-Arms are out on a launch pad.
They're building some kind of spy satellite to spy on
Skeletor 24/7,
even though he leaves his fucking door wide open.
And they could just walk right in.
Yeah, because, I mean, he likes to walk around naked. He likes to, like, do that as soon as people walk
in.
He's like, oh,
hey,
how's it going, everybody? Like, oh, God, Skeletor, can you...
No way, man. Never put it on pants.
Never again. So... they are talking about, oh, it's going to be so great. We're going to spy on everybody.
For some reason, they go to the control room. Who's over by the rocket?
They go to the control room to prepare for tomorrow.
Oroko straight up has a magic book.
Yeah, drops the magic book to leave a clue for other people. That's where he's been. And then goes in the ship and starts like...
he starts a rocket ship by
breaking a lever. It goes up in the air. It takes off. Adam, oh my God, Man-at-Arms is like, wait, what's going on here? And Adam just goes like, huh? You don't believe me, watch it. And so Man-at-Arms is like, Adam, just turn it off. Like, just pull random levers.
I'm okay, but... and then the best art in the whole thing, where his shoulders are as wide as the screen, and these controls are as small as humanly, but like, it's just huge shoulders trying to control tiny controls.
Oh, the animation on this was all
insane.
Over the place.
It was some of the highest quality animation they've ever done, matched with the couldn't... It's 12:04. We need to be done.
So, the ship takes off. They can't stop it. Adam breaks something, I guess. And then Skeletor, Too Bad, Spike,
Rattler.
Or Rattler, and Webster. Webster, the spider guy, not Emmanuel Lewis. Are flying in the collector. They see the ship go by, and Skeletor is like, oh, we should probably get that. I don't know what it is, but I want it. It could be a fucking intercontinental ballistic
missile.
And he's like, I'm gonna intercept that and then probably blow up, whatever, doesn't matter. So they're flying after it and they're trying to capture a spy satellite, and He-Man
it's not even a spy satellite, it's a spy rocket.
Yeah, like, I don't understand either. So He-Man, or Prince Adam, turns into He-Man, goes after it on a fucking flying bike of some kind.
Once again, I had this toy. It did not fly. It was like, I mean, it was, you know, like when you can tell something's made. This thing was like a speed demon.
Yeah.
But no, and it's a hoverboard now. It's so dumb. He lands on the collector. The collector has the pincers out trying to get the rocket ship.
So he breaks the pincers, and then... one of the guys in the inside, Skeletor, yells at him, so he starts shooting ropes at He-Man, and He-Man breaks one, and then he breaks another, and then they shoot like 10 at once, and then he's like, oh, well, too many. Might as well give up. And that's when She-Ra shows up and cuts all of them, and then they're just like, all right, let's just start breaking random shit. Meanwhile, Orko has crashed and he's dead.
Right. He is in a pile of rubble. He has X's for eyes.
Yeah, no, it's just a pile of ashes with two ears coming out.
And a pointy hat.
So they're fighting. Orko tries to cast a spell. Spell...
doesn't work.
The spell's supposed to take him somewhere safe, so it takes him to fucking Earth. He shows up. There's an avalanche. He hears little kids like, no! Uses the spells, protects them by moving them over by him so they don't get crushed by the avalanche, I guess.
Meanwhile, Man-at-Arms is like, oh, God, we got to get that thing back. I found the coordinates. Holy crap, it's Earth.
Well, the queen looks at it and goes, it's Earth. Because they just came in and they were like, hey, we can't find Orko, but we found his book over by the launch site. Isn't that where you guys lost the rocket? All of them get the same light bulb over their head. And then
Orko's in the rocket!
Yeah, oh, man. They all high-five, or they're like, oh my God, we're finally rid of that bonehead.
Oh, God, we have to save him for real? Well, the only way we can...
would you like a Google Home? No!
I already want a Google Home!
Anyway, so they're like, well, you know, we have to have a fetch quest. She-Ra, why don't you go find this
some kind of crystal. She shows up on Etheria. Was that the name of the planet?
That's, yeah.
She shows up on
Etheria.
She
shows up on this Etheria and squirts in her face. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
She shows up on Etheria and talks to some sexy mermaid, and then the mermaid's like, it's over by the beast monster. Yep. I think that's the literal name of this creature.
it's by the dead monster that you're gonna go kill.
so she goes with the fucking mermaid. The mermaid's like, all right, you distract the beast monster, I'll go get the jewel. So
they Jesus. Do
yeah. Thank you, Matt, you just cut out so much. They do. And She-Ra throws the monster in some kind of pit where it's never gonna get out, essentially killing it. And then she and the horse go and they get attacked by robots. And
oh, you mean the Mansheens?
No, the Mansheens were the like Smurf type people.
Oh God! What were the
it doesn't matter. The big bad robots.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to point out that She-Ra actually calls them robots because she's not an idiot. So these, we're just gonna call them Transformers. I'm sorry, that's what they were.
They were Transformers.
They were robots that transformed into robots that looked exactly like the other robots, but they were lying down or sitting and had wheels now.
These transforming robots made the GoBots look like crafted.
That's a well thought out robot.
The one that was a motorcycle. Leader one.
Oh God. Oh man, I hate. The GoBots did have one thing that was superior. And it was, you know, Devastator?
Yeah.
They had one where it was his cars that formed a larger guy. Brian Martin had it. And it was actually really well constructed. And I was always, and like, it stayed together. So you could actually, like, move them around and, like, play with it instead of making Devastator. And
it
then
fell apart and, immediately. Yeah,
and then being worried that it was going to fall apart. Well, like, if you're playing Optimus Prime, you want it. You want to hit it once, and then they're all fucking dead.
Exactly.
This GoBot thing, no. It actually stayed together.
So they get the crystal back to Man-at-Arms. Man-at-Arms goes, boy, I hope Orko remembers that old saying I have, step into the light.
And then he puts it in. It starts glowing. The ship where Orko has kidnapped these kids, a light shows up. The little girl's like, I'm a skird. And so he's like, well, I think I know how we can solve this. We're all going to go step in the light because he's a genius.
This is the dumbest thing ever, because when they step into the light, the whole ship and the Christmas tree get taken.
Yeah.
To Eternia.
Just ugh.
Dumb.
So they show up and they're like, oh, hey, you brought guests. That's cool. You know,
no,
I mean,
we
like we had enough. We had enough food for 60 people, but like. It's, you know, what's two more people?
Two hungry
it's
little cool. mouths.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Orko. Thanks.
I love these kids. They're like, the little girl is the worst voice ever.
Like, I don't even know what we're doing here.
And Miguel's voice. Miguel. I just. This whole thing is a puzzle to me.
This brother,
we're taking too long.
This brother and sister team of Ashley and Miguel.
And when we see their parents later, the mom looks like a pretty, like a nice looking woman, and the dad looks like Mario from the Super Mario Brothers Super Hour or whatever it was.
See, here's the thing. I fell asleep. I do not remember this. Was he as jacked as everybody else on Eternia?
Oh no, he was fairly portly.
Oh, okay.
And the mom was skinny, didn't have like giant boobs and, you know, like dancer's legs and stuff. She was just like, you know, like a regular old woman.
Alrighty.
Okay, so since you fell asleep, I'm gonna have to summarize as best I can. apparently Skeletor has a boss. The boss calls him and Hordak into his office.
The Horde Prime?
What? So Horde Prime, which is apparently an asteroid filled with green gas, calls them
in. Hatred?
He calls them in and he's like, hey, I sense some new goodness. You guys have to go take care of it. We can't let this spread. It's like, it's two kids. Hordak and Skeletor are like, I'm going to get it. No, I am. And then they argue back and forth. Doesn't matter. Someone kidnaps the kids. I think it's Skeletor kidnaps the kids. And then
Hordak
they have to fight fucking robots. And
Hordak kidnaps them.
Oh, that's right.
First.
It was Hordak kidnaps them.
And then the big robots.
Yeah, the Transformers.
Capture his dong helicopter.
It is a flying erection. Just oof.
So then the kids are with the big robot, and somehow Skeletor rescues them from the big robot. Well, that's also where the Mancheens come in.
Yeah, the Mancheens come in. And then that's when Skeletor comes in breathing down their neck.
Yeah.
Takes them, and then I think He-Man and She-Ra had to fight the big robots.
Yep.
And then they talk to the Mancheens for a few dreadful, painful minutes. Then Skeletor they were on some kind of ship that ends up crashing in the mountains. The little kids are cold, so Skeletor makes them jackets. They have some stupid Mancheen dog who like keeps licking Skeletor's face, and he's like, nah, I hate it. Keep licking my face, but I hate it. Just
This is a big turn for Skeletor
Now he's nice, but he still hates everybody, but he's nice. Stop licking my face, you stupid dog, but he's nice. Yes, we get it. Christmas spirit, Jesus. So then Hordak and Horde Prime was its name, right?
Yep.
They show up, and then there's a big fight, and Horde Prime is about to get the kids and Orko, and like, you know those machines in a bowling alley? Where it's like the stuffed animals and then like the claw. That's basically what comes down is that pointless, useless claw. Skeletor is like, can't let the kids get taken. Shoots the claw. Then for some reason he shoots the claw and the whole plane crashes.
Yes, yes, I did wake up for that.
And then He-Man, She-Ra, and Skeletor kind of shoot the shit for a few minutes.
Hey.
So did you get your bathroom done?
All I know is Prime Horde Evil is gonna be super pissed at me. Where's Beast Man?
Need someone to nag.
These kids are real dumbos. Really hate them, hate their guts. Anyway, I'll see you.
You added me on Facebook. God damn it.
I mean, I'm not crying because I have no tear ducts, so can I keep the dog, please?
I seriously thought that he was going to try to keep the dog. Anyway, cuts back to, they tell him, don't worry, Skeletor, Christmas only comes once a year. And he said, thank goodness, and I couldn't tell if that was like a joke. Or what? But then I started thinking, like, no, that's just lazy writing. Skeletor wouldn't say thank goodness. Goodness, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, goes back to Palace Eternia, and it's the second page of the toy.
Right. It's a bacchanal.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, Fisto and Mossman are talking. Is that Skunk? Or
Stinkor?
Yeah. I like Skunkor better.
Skunkor is pretty good.
Just action figure after action figure after action figure.
What's Rio Blast doing here?
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, right. Was he like a cowboy or something?
Yeah, he was a cowboy and he had guns all over the place.
Ugh. So they send the kids back, but with flying belts, I guess? Whatever. So they go back to Earth and they're like, oh, Mom, Dad, we're home after a couple days. Don't worry about it. We're just kids. And it was Christmas. We missed Christmas.
We went on a crazy, goony adventure.
Yeah. We went to another planet. Oh, you guys. Well, go rest now. You'll tell us what really happened tomorrow. Okay, Mom and Dad. Mario and Mom turn around and they walk the other direction, and the kids hit their belts and they fly past them and say, "See you tomorrow." And the parents go, "What?" And then it cuts back to the fucking Palace Eternia and everyone's like, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." And it's like, all right, God damn it, we get it. And then there was a lesson, and
that was the end.
And Orko was like, "I like presents." And Adam was like, "Oh, Orko." And that was it. We saved you. We saved you 40 some minutes.
40 some minutes. We saved you easily an hour with commercials.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome, everybody.
We'll be back with more Matters of the Universe after this.
Skeletor!
With He-Man gone, the magic of Orko will be mine.
Prince Adam, we gotta get out of here now!
Skeletor, Orko, Prince Adam, and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Help! Help, Prince Adam!
Looks like it's all for He-Man.
Trick's on you, bone face.
Yarrgh! Prince Adam and Orko with Coin Trick, new from the Masters of the Universe collection, each sold separately. Other action figures also sold separately from Mattel.
Merry Christmas, Maddie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Matt.
Let's get into the second part of our show, the more relaxed part of our show.
Yeah, the one where I don't feel like I'm under the gun for trying to boil down a He-Man episode.
Just fucking explain the He-Man episode. You got anything? You loaded up, ready to go? Or, well, I'm grateful for wellness. I gotta say that right now.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my lungs to return to, you know, somewhat normal. I've been waiting for years, so any day now.
So we got one more of these to do.
Yeah, yeah, we've got the movie.
The movie, which I hope is still on Netflix.
We'll be able to find it.
I'm not looking forward to the movie. I think the movie's a real big piece of shit. So there's that.
You're so excited, admit it.
Oh, God.
I mean, it will be the last episode of Matters of the Universe.
Yes.
Before we return to Matters. So, you know, enjoy, I guess.
Delve in.
Yeah. Dive in feet first.
The old breech berth. Oh, we birthed the He-Man episode. How? Breech. Oh, God. Well, we've been playing, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We've been playing a lot of Diablo 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just been going nuts. Seasonal.
I'm playing a seasonal barbarian, which
I'm a seasonal demon hunter. This is the first time I ever played a demon hunter. So.
Yep. First time I've ever done a season.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Not looking forward to losing all the levels and everything at the end of the season. But I get to keep all the gear, I think.
Yeah, you keep all the gear, and I think you still stay a Paragon.
Yes, you keep your Paragon level.
I know that you lose some stuff, but you're basically just taking the seasonal and returning that person to, like, regular play.
Yeah. I'm a Hammer of the Ancients barbarian right now, because I don't have any other special things. And right now, my Hammer of the Ancients does 180 times damage, and then when I cast the Wrath of the Ancients and the Berserker or whatever the hell it is, I get 1200 times damage on Hammer of the Ancients. So
that explains why I just kind of follow you around and pick up the gold.
Right, because I am DPSing and tanking like a motherfucker. But I've really enjoyed playing with you. I've played with Jay quite a bit, mm-hmm. which is super nice, because I don't talk to Jay too much, and it's just been nice to play a game and talk to him every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. He and I played last night before you and I played.
Yes, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know.
I got. I think Phil got it for me. He got me an Indicay CD, Kill Whitey. Indicay is made up of at least one member of Choking Victim / Leftover Crack / Star Fucking Hipsters.
Oh, sweet.
Scott Sturgeon, I think, is one of them. It's a lot. It's not like Leftover Crack or Choking Victim or Star Fucking Hipsters. I'm not sure how to put it. It's more on the, like, I don't want to say Black Flag because it's poppier than Black Flag, but okay. It's kind of more on that end than it is, you know, either being ska core or being, you know, for some of the songs, hardcore. It's kind of poppier.
Okay.
Which is weird because, I mean, the name of the album is Kill Whitey, right?
Right.
But it's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay so far. Wasn't what I was expecting, but it's not bad.
While I was sick, I watched every episode of Future Man.
On Hulu. I'm over halfway through.
Really, really liked it. A little slow to start. Mm-hmm. First episode didn't completely grab me, mm-hmm. But if you haven't watched it, it's the Last Starfighter
mm-hmm.
premise, and the people show up once he beats the game to test for the world's best player, and once they show up, what happens immediately after they arrive is brilliant. It's just so gross. So gross and so funny.
Yeah, it was. So far, I like it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had time to. To watch it. I don't know. The last time I think I talked about Dark, but I don't think I had finished it.
I don't remember you talking about Dark too much.
So Dark is a show on Netflix that is a German show.
Yes.
It's about time travel, but not in a way like you would think where there's, you know, an office of time travel and scientists built this machine. It's much different than that.
Okay.
It's almost like accidental time travel. But the people who wrote the first season connected a lot more strings than you typically see in time travel stuff, right? Like when you think about Back to the Future, when you think about popular movies that have had some aspect of time travel in it, a lot of things are left loose
mm-hmm.
and people don't really pay attention to grandfather paradoxes and stuff. This pays attention to everything. It was very well planned out.
Oh, awesome.
So it takes place in three different timelines, and how they connect the timelines is really interesting. And I think it was about halfway through, there were some moments where I audibly gasped and my cats like jumped off the couch and ran away. but just really, I was not expecting the things that happened to turn out the way they do. And then the last minute of the last episode, I was like, what? so they definitely leave you on a cliffhanger for that last episode. I would highly recommend it. And I would also highly recommend the subtitled versus the dubbed, though sometimes you are going to have to go back a few seconds because sometimes they'll have a lot that's on screen. And don't feel bad if you forget everybody's names, because
kind of like Game of Thrones that way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know who the actors are, so it's like.
Yeah, so I know who Jonas is, but like sometimes it takes me a couple seconds to think, well, wait, no, Jonas in this timeline is not the same actor. And so I remember that that's Jonas, but then I forget that his name is Jonas.
Okay.
I just think of him as this guy or that
guy.
Yeah.
That's wild. Dark.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. It's. I tried to explain it to somebody, and it was like Stranger Things by way of Twin Peaks and Well, no, that's not right. There's a lot of aspects that will remind you of Twin Peaks, of Lost, of Stranger Things, but it's not a ripoff of any of those shows. It's just got similar themes, right? In Dark, it's because some teenagers go missing.
Mm.
But it's got the time travel aspect that Lost had, and in a weird way like Lost had. And then the setting is very similar to Twin Peaks, but it doesn't have the campiness that it did. I guess I would say that if anything, it was probably closer to the first two seasons of Lost more than anything.
Okay.
I recommend it. It doesn't treat you like you're a dummy.
Okay.
It makes you actually think a little bit, and I really liked it. And I found out from the Shudder Twitter account that Jorge Scott came back for a second season and that they'll be having it soon. And I told you about this show.
Yes.
I have no idea what they're going to do in the second season because they kind of left things pretty clear. Things ended really badly for some characters. I'm really wondering what they do.
And where they're going to go.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas. We got to get back to our families, my friend.
Yeah.
You can get in contact with the show at MattersPod on Twitter or Facebook.com/MattersPod. I am at Matt Noss on Twitter.
I am at Karate Dracula.
We hope you have a safe and happy holiday no matter what you celebrate. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to you on the next episode of
Matters of the Universe.
The Street.
Bye.
Bye.